Here's a thought I'm titling, An Anticipation Sport. I've made no secret of the fact that I am not a sports or wildlife photographer. What I mean by that is that I'm not trained nor practiced at doing that kind of photography. And from time to time, I wish I was. I'm just not very good at it. In the last couple of months, however, I've had an opportunity to photograph my grandkids at a softball and a baseball game. And because I'm known as the photographer in the family, I was challenged to do some photography of my grandkids while they were active in their various sports. My assumption would be that I needed to figure out how to set up the camera in order to succeed at that. So I started studying up about frames per second, which as a landscape photographer I've never needed. I thought it would be very handy to use Panasonic's pre-burst function, which actually captures a few images before you press the shutter. I don't know how it goes back in time, but it seems to work. And so I thought with this little bit of knowledge about how my camera works that I would be prepared for the opportunity to photograph them. Oh, was I wrong? The first thing I figured out after my granddaughter made a hit and then started running towards first base is my AFS single focus setting meant that as she got closer and closer and closer to me, she became progressively more and more out of focus. So that didn't work. I figured out I needed to use AFC, which is autofocus continuous, so that it would continually focus on her, which it did some of the time, but not 100% of the shots. But at least I got some shots that were in focus, so I felt a little better about a midstream adaptation. But then I realized a 60th of a second wasn't going to do the job. I'd had to go to a faster shutter speed, which meant a higher ISO. So you live, you learn. I kept experimenting. I kept trying. And my theory was all I needed was a few good shots. But it seemed like I was always missing them. And after a couple of hours of frustration, I think I figured out one of the keys to making a successful sports or wildlife photographer, which I don't necessarily have. And that is a sense of anticipation. The thing about sports and wildlife photography is that we're not in control of anything, of how the creature or the human being moves. And by the time we recognize that they have moved, it's too late to get the picture. So the wisdom I had never learned, which occurred to me from experience, is the importance of anticipation. I had to know exactly where they were going to be and what they were going to be doing so that I could have the right focal length, the right shutter speed, the right focus. And that sense of anticipation was far more important than how I had my camera set up. It's not a technological solution to anticipating sports and wildlife photography moments. It's anticipation. It's our ability to know what's going to happen and to visualize it in our mind's eye before it happens so that we're prepared, even if it's with burst mode and a little luck, so that we're prepared when the magic moment happens. I have a great shot of my granddaughter sliding into first place, and you can see her from the kneecaps down, because I wasn't anticipating properly, and I had too long a focal length set up on my zoom lens. Fortunately, after about 500 shots, I was able to get a couple of shots where everything was in focus, there was a moment of action, and both sets of parents were very happy with the photographs that I provided, or at least they told me so. I may not have accomplished much in terms of good photography in those two experiences, but the one thing I did accomplish was a rapidly and exceedingly deep respect for sports photographers and wildlife photographers, because what they do successfully is such a fascinating combination of camera techniques and their ability to anticipate the moment. It's almost as though being a sports or wildlife photographer is a kind of sport of its own. And like any sports, there are certain skills which us amateurs simply don't have and maybe don't even appreciate it until we've tried it. I did end up with one good picture of my granddaughter and a few good pictures of my grandson. none of which would be acceptable by anybody who knew what they were doing. But my kids got from me the best I could do with the limitations of experience and perhaps the wrong equipment. Having done it once, I'm looking forward to the next opportunity, and maybe I'll get a few more good pictures. But then again, maybe what'll happen is I'll learn the next thing that I don't know about such a demanding skill set.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.